Unit 1, Track 1. Meet the young farmers who play Farming Simulator.
Imagine that you spend most of your day plowing fields, sowing seeds, spraying fertilizers or pesticides, harvesting crops, feeding livestock, repairing fences, and maintaining half a dozen different kinds of farm machinery. And then, in the evening, you sit down at a computer to do it all again, virtually. Farming Simulator is a long-running video game series played by about 1 million people. The game's creator estimates that as many as a quarter of its players are connected to farming in some way. We would like to know why young farmers are so fascinated by this computer game. So call us and share your experiences with us. Oh, there is someone at the other end of the phone already. Hello.
Hi. My name is Nikki Walker, and I live on a 10,000-acre wheat farm in northern Montana. I enjoy playing Farming Simulator because it's fun to grow and build something and overcome challenges. It's also about trying to manage your budget, buying the land next to you, and getting new equipment that will make your operation more efficient. Farming Simulator is simply so authentic.
How does the virtual farm compare to your real farm?
Well, my virtual farm is not vast by U.S. standards. It is a substantial operation, and I do own several big bud tractors, which are among the largest agricultural tractors in the world. Such equipment is expensive, however, and not available to all real-world farmers.
So does Farming Simulator fulfill a different kind of purpose? Let's ask our next caller, Wade Kelly. Why do you enjoy playing this game, Wade?
One of the main reasons why I play Farming Simulator is that in real life, we don't run a very large operation. My family owns a 500-acre corn farm in Tennessee, but through Farming Simulator, I can create large crop farms and choose from a lot of different expensive equipment.
I see.
But some farmers also see games like Farming Simulator as a connection to a lifestyle that is slowly dying out. 100 years ago, almost everyone either lived on a farm or knew someone that ran a farm.
That's an interesting point, Wade. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. I've just heard that we've got another caller on the line. Hello.
Hi. I'm Sam Manning from Herefordshire in the UK. I'm currently visiting my family in the States, and I agree with what has just been said. In the UK, gross farm income has declined by 50% in the last 40 years. My family, for example, had to leave Coldborough Park, a tenant farm which my family had managed for generations. But the BSE crisis in 1997 and a sudden drop in wheat prices meant that we had to find work elsewhere. It was sad that it had to end like that. I have not worked on a farm since, but in 2011, I picked up a copy of Farming Simulator. Over the following years, I used the game to virtually recreate Coldborough Park.
So what role does Farming Simulator play in your life?
For me, Farming Simulator is a kind of relaxation therapy, a way to restore a part of my former life. By the way, Coldborough Park has become one of the most popular user-made maps for Farming Simulator. The game developer even asked me to create a version of it specifically for the next game's launch. I'm married, I've got children, I live in an ordinary house with an ordinary job. Having a big game company coming to me and asking me to make something for them made me really proud.
Congratulations.
But Coldborough Park isn't the only farm to receive a virtual makeover. A group of modders has just finished mapping a 10,000-acre farm as a free map download for the new Farming Simulator. The map is so lifelike that a couple of local schools have asked for permission to use it in their agricultural classes. They have set up computer labs, and they're letting students in the agricultural department play Farming Simulator in class to educate them about farm life.
So it looks as if the relationship between farmers and Farming Simulator is growing stronger. Let's move on to another aspect of this game.